Great to be here this morning. I'm so happy and honored this morning to be here. Such a joy, and such a joy to see the new sanctuary, because we have been praying each and every day. I tell you, in my home, every day morning, 5 o'clock. Early morning, 5 o'clock, with my son, who is just 4 years old. And last time when I came, I told that my first son passed away. Then recently we adopted a son who just lost his father and mother, killed by someone. And very fortunately, his name was also my son's name. So my wife said that this son must grow in our home. So we decided to take him, and he's awesome. He's wonderful. He's really making a lot of new things in our home. And so with him, morning 5 o'clock, we as a family get up and we pray every day. And thanks to the brother who took the photo of HTC from the top, it's so good. We always keep the hand so that the whole HTC can come under us. And we pray every day without fail. So we consider, and we always think that it's our family. And many, many thanks for supporting our ministry continuously. And every month we receive the support and the prayer, and faithfully we wanted to thank from our bottom of the heart. Also, a few other things I wanted to tell before I share the word, that, you know, I would like to thank our dear pastor, Pastor Glenn, and his family. Such a wonderful pastor we have. Amen. Why can't you put your hands together? That's wonderful. Such an awesome pastor. And he came to Delhi last year. Month of November, he preached for 2 days crusade. And more than 3,500 people gathered each and every day. And so many people accepted Lord Jesus Christ. Such a wonderful thing to have in our city. And we wish to have him always. And we are praying that every year he should come to our nation to bless us with a rich word. And many, many thanks for praying for my mother. And she was really very sick. And the doctor said just 2% chance to come back. But thank God that his faithfulness, his healing power, and she's completely all right. She's doing very good. And she's praying for you all. And I can't forget that you all supported us financially and prayer, and you did a great job. And my mother is doing great thing. You know, doctor said she was in the ventilator for 14 days. And the doctors, this is what they said, that there is probably 2% chance to recover. And probably she may not return back to home, because the situation is worst. All the organs got failure. Kidney stopped working, and the heart was pumping just 15% to 17%. And the doctor said it's full of the machine she's breathing. It's going to be very difficult. And all other organs stopped working. And they said that it's going to be very difficult. Our God is faithful. God who hears the prayer. Always he does great things. And miracles and wonders takes place. Amen. That's what she's alive. And this morning I was talking to her. She conveyed her love and thanks to everyone for praying and supporting her. And she is a woman that she always pray. And she'll be continuing. This is what she promised, that I will pray for everyone and for the HTC family continuously. Amen. And also I wanted to thank the mission team who came last year, our church. And they did a remarkable thing. I wanted to make a point of it. One of the slum, we had a medical camp. And our church people, they tirelessly, they worked from morning to evening, every day. There was not even a single, you know, minute to take a small break to have tea or coffee. They were continuously working. The result is now in that slum. That's what I was telling all the mission members. Right after this medical camp, I'm going to do church planting in this area. All the patients who came for the treatment would be the best things to, you know, go into their house to visit. And we did the same. What a joy that we have today church every Sunday evening. We have worship. More than 60 to 70 people are coming and worshiping. And the HTC church have invested and started a church there. Come on, put your hands together one more time. And once again, I wanted to thank you all for our, your constant support and prayer for our rescue ministry, which is really growing. And the needs is so high. You know, I tell you a little bit about, before I share the word, little bit about what is happening in Delhi. This is not my own word. What I'm going to share is from the statistics which I have taken it from the government side. It says that 94% of the women who stays in Delhi feels unsafe. 96% of the women, they feel unsafe after 6 o'clock. That is the situation in Delhi. And not only that, 70% of the women are doing the domestic works, and they do all their works at their home. Especially the young girls and the teenage girls, they are not sending to the schools because of the poverty and other reasons. So they stay at the home. They struggle continuously to survive, and they have to seek different ways. Sometimes their own family members, their own parents, they send them to the prostitution to just get few. Probably, one of the area that we found that we have a tailoring center there, and we have a team to teach them, to take them out of the prostitution. We found those girls just go for $1 per day. Just for $1, they sell their body because there is no other way. That is the situation. In Delhi, this is what the statistics says, that every 29 minutes, the rape case is taking place. Again, the Indian culture is like this. The Indian culture, if something happened to them, they try to hide, because if in case somebody raped by somebody, the girl goes and tells publicly that I am raped by someone, then that is the end of her life. Nobody gets married with her again. And her life will be spoiled completely. They always keep quiet. Yet, every 29 minutes, something has come up means, can you imagine how many more is happening? The Delhi population is more than, 3 million people. Nearly 26 to 28 million people, which is a thick population, and everywhere. This is what the statistics again says, that every 15 minutes, molestation takes place. Every 15 minutes. In every 53 minutes, sexual harassment is taking place. And it's all reported in the police station. And every 16 minutes, one murder takes place. Can you imagine? Every 16 minutes, the murder is taking place. And every 9 minutes, some of the cruel act is taking place. And every 77 minutes, dowry death is, dowry is one of the another curse in our nation. The women have to pay dowry to the groom to get marriage. And every 77 minutes, the dowry death is taking place. And also now, all over the world, this is what the Delhi is known for, capital city of rape. I can list out so many other things, my beloved people, I tell you. The things, what is happening, which breaks our hearts. That's the reason Full Life Assembly of God Church is involving in the rescue ministry. Thank God that within this few years, within four years' time, we could rescue 1,280 to 85 girls. We could rescue and restore back them to their home. That's a marvelous thing that we have done. And a major part in supporting our ministry, your church and you all have taken place. Some point we thought that we will close down because we cannot run it. And thank God that you all came in our life and supported us and stretched your hand and you helped us so that we could continue the ministry. One of the case history I wanted to share with you is, recently I have just changed the name. because that is not legal to tell the name. Her name is different, but Priya, we just named Priya. Priya and her younger daughter, both of them stayed at home. The father is, father is addicted to the alcohol. He always drinks and stays outside. He don't bother about his children. He don't bother about the people. And the mother, to survive her family, and she goes for prostitution. Another way, because of the poverty, she goes for prostitution. These both girls, 10 and 12 year old girls, stays at home. When her mother goes for prostitution, and this girl's uncle come to the home with a lot of friends, and they rape these two young girls months and months. And not only they just raped, they did lot of arrogant things to those girls. When we rescued those girls, the younger girl, I found her thumb is just half. And after some time, I asked that, what did happen to your thumb? And she told me that if I am not cooperating, and he will take the thumb and scratch on the floor. That's what her thumb became, half. And later on, one day, they go to the government school. And the government school, they got the holiday earliest, and they did not go to the home, they just stayed away. And they were just crying. One of the student asked, what had happened? Why you are not going to the home? And she told that if I go, this is what will happen. She never opened her mouth because every day her uncle and the other friends who comes with the drug and the rape, they will threaten her. If you tell to somebody, we will kill you. So that they could not tell to anyone. Thank God that Full Life Assembly of God Church is there to rescue those kind of girls. We rescue. We put those people in the jail. And they are in the jail at present. The girls are now coming up. We are going to send them. We are sending them to the school. Happily going to the school. We are making impact with the gospel and the love of Christ in the society. And you are part of it. What a joy. Come on, somebody put your hands together. I can tell story after story after story. The time will not permit. I need to say something from the word today. Because, I came from India while I was praying for this day. Yesterday morning, God asked me to share this message to you all. Truly speaking, I had a different message. Yesterday morning, God changed the entire perspective of my thinking and everything. God said, you should just share this. This is what my message topic this morning. God wants you to be his persistent friend. God wants to be you to be his persistent friend. When we read Luke chapter 11, chapter 5 onwards, it says that, and he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and he have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot raise and give you. And Luke chapter 11 verse 7 says, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will raise and give him as many as he needs. Then the Lord says that, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened for you. My beloved friends, this morning, firstly, this is what I wanted to speak. The persistent friend seeks what he needs to do the work of the kingdom by providing someone in need. Providing someone in someone's need. Jesus said, love your enemy. This morning I wanted to tell you that Each and every people who is staying around you, who is mingling with you, all of them are your friends. God gives this status. They are your friends, your colleagues, your co-workers, your neighbors, your partners in the business, your classmates, your co-workers, different nationalities, different tribes, even the enemies, even the people who wants to pull you down. And the Lord says, each and everybody is your friend. They may have some kinds of needs in their life, different kinds of need. Who will provide them? Who will share the Lord Jesus Christ to them? When someone is sick, when someone is needing money, clothes, love, peace, happiness, harmony, who is going to support them? As I said, in Delhi, what is happening? And as I said, I was hearing from Sister Rosanna yesterday, just behind of our city, and the human trafficking is taking place right here as well. The things are changing everywhere. But who is going to help them? Who is going to stand in the gap? Back to the parable. He was seeking in his house, but he did not find anything. The persistent friend, he could not find anything in his house. The right place is his friend's house. Midnight, he went to his friend's house. The midnight, but never, you know, midnight is not an appropriate time to, you know, go and ask help from somebody. But this man did not wait for anyone. He did not wait until the morning. He went to his home quickly, even though it's a midnight. I was reading from one of the book, and somebody makes this illustration. The Satans and his assistants had a conference how to pull down the believers. One of the devils said like this. One of the strong tools is to tell believer not today, from tomorrow onwards. Make believers to postpone. Not today, just from tomorrow onwards. Not now, maybe next time. Not now, maybe after 1 hour. That's his secret agenda, to pull down each and every believers. But back to the parable, this persistent friend, he never waited till morning. In the midnight, he got up, got down, and he was walking towards his friend. He had a friend who has all resources. Yes, my beloved people, you and I have a greatest friend in this world. Many of them do not have, they do not know about the friend, but we know who has gold and silver, who has all the resources, who has the power to make wealth, who has peace, who has salvation, who has love, who sustains us, who helps us in every area. You and I know, but many of the people, they do not know. We have an awesome friend, the mightiest friend, the greatest friend, a wonderful friend, and his name is Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. I just read it in the book, one of the Irish-born Joseph Carvin, 1819 to 1896, when he was just 25 years old. He was engaged with one of the girls to get marriage. Just one day before, she passed away because of that terrifying accident. And then he settled down in Canada. Later, he was teaching in the school, one of his students' relative, and he got good relationship. He thought that I'm going to get married and settle down my life. Very badly, before his wedding, she got sick and she passed away. And that was his, he thought that that's my end of life. But he never gave up. And he wrote the song. This is what we all sing. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. What a needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything God in prayer. And in the second stanza, this is what he says, that have a trial or temptation, is there any trouble anywhere? If we have, do not be discouraged. Take him to Lord's in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Such a beautiful word. Who will all share our sorrows? And this is what he says. And Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And you know this. I know this. We know that we have a great friend. And who can carry everything? Who can take care of everything? But many people, they do not know. They are suffering in the world. Maybe your neighbor. Maybe your relative. Maybe someone who is blood related to you. Probably inside of your family. They're struggling. They are peaceless situation. They couldn't even sleep properly. Let me go back to the parable. The persistent friend, this is what he did. He has decided to ask his friend. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. It's not promise, but a principle. I make it again. It's not a promise, it's a principle. Ask. It shall be given to you. Keep asking, keep searching, keep knocking. What do you do when it seems like there is no answer to your prayer? Most of the time, we are tempted to give up and stop praying. This is what's happening with many people. But persistent friend will never give up. Somebody shout hallelujah. The persistent friend will never give up. He may pray many years, not receiving any answer. He is continuously seeking, he's continuously searching, continuously knocking, did not get the answer, yet he will not be quiet because he's a persistent friend to Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved people, I remember my father who drinks all the time, 24/7. You know, we have never seen our father with, you know, good mood or good intents or anything. All the time, he was an ex-service man. He would like to drink from morning to evening. He will not even give 10 rupees is nothing. Probably $1 he will not bring back to our home for our food. And my mother used to suffer like anything. But this is what my mother used to do every day morning, 4 o'clock. Every day morning, 4 o'clock, I tell you, not 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, 40 years, continuously, she'll be praying and praying and praying. Morning, 4 o'clock, my mother is the alarm for the whole village. She will sing louder. When she sings, my father used to challenge, your God cannot do anything. Oh, that's another challenge. And she will not stop. She will not stop praying. She will not stop, you know, going to the church. Many times I know that my mother goes for the evening prayer meeting. When she come back, our village used to be very dark. Even those days, no electric lights and all. And my father will lock the door. She have to stay outside. Sometime the rain comes and she'll be shivering and she'll stay out. Oh, our village, even the snakes comes. She cannot escape anywhere. She will be simply sitting just before the home. It's not just one day or 2 days. Many, 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 many days it took place. We were so small, we used to scare for our father because when he drinks and comes, and he will do all the naughty things. You know, asking questions. And we have to tell from the morning what we did. So morning 5 o'clock we got up and we have to continue every hour what we did. Up to 8 o'clock we go and somewhere something missed, he will ask me to come back from the beginning again. Oh my goodness. Terrible. 40 years, my mother continued, never stopped, never discouraged. Continuing praying, seeking, asking, searching the Lord, crying to the Lord every morning, 4 o'clock. Everybody can hear, the whole village can hear. She's praying continuously. I tell you, my beloved people, just 2 years ago, and my father, I'm sorry, just 5 years ago, my father, one day he himself came and told that, I want to take water baptism. I want to love the Lord. I want to go to the church. Oh, he came all the way from my place, almost 3,000 kilometers. He traveled and came to New Delhi and told me that I want to get baptism. And we baptized him, the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit name. And what a joy. He goes to the church every day. And better than my mother, now he started to sing louder. That's the answer of our prayer. That's the answer for the persistent friend. Somebody shout hallelujah. And just 2 years ago, he went to be with the Lord. You know, when he went to be with the Lord in our village, nearly 2,000 people came for the funeral service. We were not crying. We were laughing and sharing the gospel to everyone. If my father can change, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. You know, I was reading from the book, John Wesley, the greatest Methodist preacher, encountered many times of refusal and denial during his early years in the ministry. And he wrote in his diary many, many things. He preached in St. Anne, asked him not to come back again. He preached in St. John's. Deacon said, get out from this place. And he preached in St. Jude's, cannot go back there. This is what the, you know, restriction they put. He preached in somebody else, and deacon called, and they said to him, you will never ever turn to this place again. This is what happened to him. He preached on the street. The people kicked him out of the street. It happened to him. He preached in the edge of the town. Once again, kicked him out. In the later part, he preached in the open area. 10,000 people came. And to listen to the gospel. God is searching some persistent friends in this house. Who can be there persistently, continuously, standing in the gap? I tell you, my beloved people, you know, when I read about George Mueller, and he says he prayed for his 5 friends, and it took many months to convert just 1 person. And just 1 person, it took a lot of many months. After 10 years, 2 of them received Lord Jesus Christ. After 25 years, another one. And 52 years, continuously prayed for another one. Finally, he died on his funeral service, the final one God saved. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. My beloved people, you know, the devil's plan to pull you back. The devil's plan is to stop you giving. The devil's plan is to stop praying, because he will tell you that there is no answer. You have been praying so many years for your husband, for your children. Stop it. You have been doing this good work for so many years. Stop it. That's devil's agenda. But this morning, once again, the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting and searching the persistent friend to have a good relationship again, to pray consistently. Therefore, my beloved people, I tell you that don't stay behind. Bless somebody. I tell you, give, don't give up. Support, don't stop it. That's our persistent friend is, friend's habit. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ is expecting this morning. You know, Bible says very clearly, don't store your treasures for yourself here on the earth, where moths and rust will destroy them and thieves can break in there and steal them. But store your treasures in heaven where they cannot be destroyed. While I was reading this passage, the Lord opened my eyes. Oh, I can save a lot of things in this world. Money, treasures, and the house, and the many material I can save. But God says that, you know, that all can be destroyed one day. But you have to store something in heaven. I was thinking, what I can store in heaven? You know, all that you all earn in this world cannot carry with you, but the soul for whom you walk will be coming with you to the heaven. They are the permanent treasures for you. This morning, Lord Jesus Christ is encouraging each and every one to walk for the soul, walk for the lost soul, walk for the needy people, support the people who are in need, share the gospel, who is in need. Probably they may not tell you, but you can identify. You can continuously praying for those people. I tell you, my people, you know, I went to Malaysia once, and my friend took me to the funeral service. There's a Chinese family. This man was really rich. And he loved, you know, different cars to buy. So many cars in his home. And he liked the BMW, all series, 5 series, 7 series, all cars were stopped there. I was surprised. These many cars for one man? Wow. And when I went near to his coffin, I saw that there was a beautiful, you know, toy car which made by paper. And they put near to him. I asked, so many real cars are outside. What is this? I asked my friend. He said that, you know, this is the custom that when they go away from the world, they liked some of the things. We send them with them. I said, why can't you send the real car? The real cars are standing outside. Why can't you send that? And he said, no, we don't send the real. We always send the artificial. In our village, we have seen that. After the death, they tried to take out the wedding ring, could not come out. They cut the finger. I tell you, my people, nothing you can carry when you go away, except the soul which you win for the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I tell you, my people, when I reached New Delhi, this is what the situation. Assemblies of God organizations have sent 16 pastors to start the church there. All of them ran away because of the situation there, because of the worst condition there. The people are reluctant to receive gospel. When I reached there, oh, truly speaking, I did not like the atmosphere. My village is very nice, surrounded by seas, Bay of Bengal, Indian Ocean, and Arabian Sea. Beautiful atmosphere. And in northern India, New Delhi, thickly populated. In our place, beautiful, you know, views everywhere, little mountains and waters. When I came to Delhi, I could not accept the situation. I was really cursing the city. Who will stay here? And I wanted to run away from that place. But the Lord told me, my son, I am searching one of the persistent friend who can stay here. When I hear the voice of the Lord, I said, Lord, I am going to stay here. The day I decided to stay there, the persecution started. No money to survive. No money to even have food. I tell you, my beloved people, beggars came and gave the food for me sometimes. Many months without food, I was surviving. I don't complain to anyone. I took a strong decision. I want to be a persistent friend to my Lord. I want to be a consistent person to be there. And no food for many days.
I end up with a lot of disease. This is what I remember. One day I thought that this day I'm going to die. I was crying, Lord, I'm happy to die, to come to be with you, Lord. But, Lord, not even one soul I have gained for you. Give me a chance. Somehow I could survive. Somehow I could manage there. Not one or two persecution. Many times people came and attacked me. They slapped me. They spit on me. They kicked me out. 2005 and 2011, which I cannot forget at all. 2005, even they kicked my wife. She was 7 months pregnant and she was on the floor. Somebody was kicking on the stomach with the shoes. You all know that my son, the first son, condition was very bad. He was already brain dead person, 95% brain dead. So many persecution. And how he was kicking, I thought that another baby is also going to be like that. My wife was on the floor, my brother was beaten, my church Billy was beaten. 2011, which I cannot forget in my life. We were sharing the gospel. All of a sudden, 500 people came, surrounded us, started attacked terribly. Everyone was bleeding. My church, young girls were hiding themselves somewhere. 50 people surrounded me with a thick rod. They just beaten me the back of my head. That's it. I fell down. I do not know what had happened. Later, my church, young girls and boys, they told me, Pastor, they were kicking you with a big stone. They were, attacking you terribly. Not, just 2 minutes or 3 minutes, almost 40 minutes. I tell you, my beloved people, finally the police people came. They did open fire. Then these people left. When they left, our church, young boys and girls, they came and they thought that I am already gone. And they just came to touch me. I stood. I said, what had happened? Do you know? No scratches on my body. That particular day, the angels of God came and protected me. Nothing happened to my body. From that day onwards, the ministry started to flourish. Now more than 1,000 people. We could plant 24 churches in and around the city. I tell you, God is waiting for the persistent friend this morning. Somebody who can work for the Lord. Somebody who can kneel down and pray. Somebody even in the weekdays coming and standing here, lifting their hands and kneeling down and praying. To conclude my message, I tell you, my beloved people, one of the incident happened in front of me which hurted me a lot. While I was studying in the Bible school, one day I went to the village to share the gospel. And I saw that one young girl, probably she would be 20 years old. She was so beautiful. In front of me, she said, she simply pour on some oils and she burned herself. Because of the, love failure or something, what had happened? She was burning alive. And we were there. We couldn't do nothing. And we tried to pour on some sand on her, cover her with bedsheet. Nothing helps because of the oil. What she poured on her was severe and it was really burning too quickly. We could do nothing. And finally, somehow, we stopped the fire. We got the taxi and we put her inside. And I still remember when I touched her, when I tried to put her inside, most of the flesh came in my hand. And I could see her eyes. She was looking me. She did not even, turn other side. She was right away looking at me. And the taxi went. We were standing and watching. We were praying inside the heart, Lord, save her. But it not took not even a minute. The taxi returned and they said, she's no more, she died. After so many years back, I came to Delhi. Near to my house, one of the girls, She did not know Lord Jesus Christ. And she did not know about the Christianity. And she had some other problem. She ate some poison. And there was a big noise around my house. So many people gathered. And nobody is trying to take her to the hospital because everybody said that she's already dead. But I saw she's alive. I was screaming. Those days I can't even speak proper Hindi. That's not my mother's tongue. With what all I can do, I was telling, keep on telling, please, please take her, please take her. Somehow they reached the hospital. They put her in the ICU. And they said, she's alive, but we cannot save her. She is very bad condition. She was unconscious. She closed her eyes. I go every day to visit the girl. I stay near to her. And Lord, already I saw one girl in front of me who passed away. Straight away she went to hell in front of me. And she could not even talk to me. She was looking at my eyes. I could do nothing, Lord. But Lord, this girl, I don't allow this girl to go to hell. I was climbing. Second day I went. Nothing happened. I cried. I was crying so much. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, 10th day, nothing happened. 14th day, nothing happened. The 15th day, continuously every day, I never ever missed. Every day I went. The 15th day, she opened her eyes. And I told her, you know, I am coming and praying for you every day. And I started to share the gospel. She received Jesus Christ. And she was confessing all the sin. And she started to speak to me. I do not know who are you, but I want to know the Lord Jesus Christ. If at all I come back, whatever you say, I will obey. If not, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. She talked to me. And she confessed. While she was confessing, I could see the tears. The whole family came and they were watching. This girl is talking after 15 days. And the tears is coming out, tears is coming out, tears is coming out. Now finally she said, Jesus, I love you. Forgive my sins. I want to be with you. All of a sudden she closed her eyes and passed away. And the whole family was in tears. But I was coming out of the hospital, jumping. Wow, I send one soul to heaven. Persistent friend who seek for the soul, so seek for the needy people. I tell you, my beloved people, I could see some of the people who is sitting in this place. You are continuously praying for your family, your son, your husband, your wife, and your relatives, your colleagues, your partners. I tell you, this is the Lord who is going to give you the answer. Come on, you just move further. Don't give up. The devil tried to stop you. You just challenge him. No, I will never stop. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. In order to finish my message, I would like to make a commitment. You know, in Delhi, the population is more than 22 million to 28 million unofficially, they say. And the Christian population is just 0.74. The Lord is waiting for a persistent friend. In New York City, in Greenwich City, the people are perishing without Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is waiting for a persistent friend. And the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. You and I have a great friend to whom you can approach all the time, no matter it's midnight or not. No matter it's early in the morning or not. No matter it's afternoon or not. Anytime you can approach, he's approachable. Your friend is approachable. Your friend is lovable. Your friend is compassionate one. Who loves the people. He loves you. Who loves the people for whom you are praying continuously.
is ready to touch you. Will you make a decision this morning? I want to be a persistent friend to my Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord is speaking to you. The Holy Spirit is moving here. The Holy Spirit is moving in this room now to touch every one of you. This is not the life that what we earn in this world, what we perform. Everything will go away. But the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom will never pass away. This is what your pastor, he said, 30 years I completed. I was remembering, 20 years I completed. This from my Bible seminary. Far away to go. We have to touch so many souls. We have to do a lot of things. There is a call this morning. And if we can sing this chorus, what a friend we have in Jesus. I would be so happy. And while they sing, you can commit to yourself. And thanks for this greater opportunity. I love you all. We commit that. We'll do continuously every day morning, 5 o'clock. We'll be praying for you. We'll never miss. I believe that I'm a persistent friend to Lord Jesus Christ. And he's searching for someone. God bless you all. Amen.